you can do something so long and not even know how it affects you. And you become very good at it, but it doesn't require a lot of thought, a lot of energy. It's just what I do. By this being so new, it means I have to be open, I have to be receptive, I have to listen. And so it's almost like being a child of innocence in this field at this moment. And so there's a softening because I don't have any preconceived notions. I don't know enough about it to say anything except for, okay, I want to learn it. And that's what makes it exciting. And it's good to feel excited again after working in the field. So this whole IDD concept, I think, is exciting in and of itself. I just asked another lady to teach me about outcomes because I want to know now with what I'm doing, I want to be able to see the outcomes. I want to be able to see if I'm doing this effectively. Am I being of help? Am I being of service? And if not, what can I do better? And so that's exciting. I am very excited about this. You know, it's been a long time. I've been doing the same thing somewhere else forever. So again, it's like stepping out into a newness of some new information, new insights, new ways to help people. I've helped people all my life. I'm a minister. I help people in ministry. I have a hepatitis ministry. I deal with AIDS people. That's what I do because I love. So anything new to help me be more effective in helping people, I can only get excited about because it helps in every area, not just one. So it's going to change my way of being because I would almost have to, when I would be with my clients, I would think one way. Then when I would go into prison ministry or AIDS ministry or hepatitis ministries that I have, I would take off the hat over there and then become the compassionate person. But now I can just keep my compassion all day, every day, because this model shows me it's still about the humanness, humanity, meeting them where they're at, respecting them where they're at, and not assuming anything because of a diagnosis or a label. You know, and so I needed to be made aware of, for right now, for me, it's a self-awareness that's helping downstairs. That's going to help me grow, that I was blind to, but now it's helping me see what I need to do to be more effective in the path that God has chosen for me.